In the gambling world, the VIG is the money a bookie takes off the top. It's a guaranteed return on investment on every single bet, win or lose. We all know that gambling isn't allowed in baseball, so why do new allegations suggest that the Mets' business plan relied on the VIG? Richard Sandomir of the New York Times joins me on the line. Richard, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill.
Nobody's alleging that the Mets ran a gambling organization, so what kind of VIG were the Mets collecting?
Well, what the trustee for the victims of Bernard Madoff's fraud is saying is that the Mets used Madoff and their investments in Madoff as a way to hedge interest rates in a way. So they would take out a loan for which they have to pay 8%, and they would take it out for the purpose of putting it into an account with Bernie Madoff, and he would guarantee them more. And this is not part of the illegality that the trustee is alleging. What he's trying to prove here is that the Mets owners were unduly dependent upon the returns that they got from their investing with Madoff.
Irving Picard, the court-appointed trustee suing Mets owners Saul Katz and Fred Wilpon, alleges the team was relying on the so-called Madoff VIG to cover long-term player contracts, disability coverage for key players. Did the team need that steady flow of money coming in from Madoff investments in order to stay afloat?
Well, the returns were nice. They were very consistent, 10 to 14%, depending on what portion of the lawsuit you're talking about. The Mets claim no. They're saying the returns were not so sensational that they couldn't have gotten good returns elsewhere. And clearly, the heart of the case is whether the Mets owners were turning a blind eye from any indications that Madoff was engaged in the fraud over the 25 years they invested with him.
Do you have any sense as to whether other baseball teams invest money in similar ways?
I have no idea about that, but the Mets would probably say to you that some of these are relatively sophisticated strategies that you might do with a bank as opposed to a Bernie Madoff. Madoff served as their bank in many ways.
You use the expression turn a blind eye. Is the assumption that Katz and Wilpon should have known that this return was too good to be true and hence should have known that something fishy was going on?
Well, that's the allegation. And willful blindness is a higher standard than the one that the trustee wanted to go ahead with. And it's a very hard one to prove. But yes, the allegation is that over 25 years of not only of investing with Madoff, but of being friends with Madoff, and of being more sophisticated businessmen than some of the other people, the thousands of people who invested with Madoff. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they ask questions? Why weren't they alert to this? And of course, the Mets have said in their court papers, well, if they knew it was a fraud, they would have taken their money out.
The Mets stand to lose between $83 and $386 million in a civil trial set to begin on March 19th. Additionally, the team says that the Madoff estate owes them $160 million, which they haven't given up hope of collecting. But the Mets are far deeper in debt than just $160 million. What will they have to do to dig themselves out of that hole?
Well, winning the case would help. maybe only having to pay $83 million would help. But they have more than $400 million in debt on the team. They have $25 million in debt to Major League Baseball, $40 million in debt on a bridge loan from Bank of America. So they have an enormous amount of debt to pay. They could also sell the team. They're trying to sell 40% of the team in limited partnership units of $20 million apiece, which would help, but it would only pay off some of their debt. And would go to fund the losses that they are racking up. They lost $70 million last year.
I would hate to be the guy trying to sell these shares in the team. And what do you say? Come on, I got a sinking ship here. You want a piece?
Well, you know, certainly they were looking for a lot of very wealthy super fans who would be happy to get virtually nothing for their investment. No decision making. You get access to Mr. Met.
You get. That's you the get guy to with a big head.
Yes, yes. You get to have all of you get to play a game in at Shea Stadium against each other, I suppose, or maybe a bunch of mascots, for all we know. And when I found out some of the terms of the investment, At the time, and I don't know how much of the terms have changed, there was no protection against anything that the trustee could do. So if you don't have Madoff protection, why would you invest?
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig has taken the position that the Mets are having financial problems through no fault of majority owner Fred Wilpon. The team has so far avoided the kind of Major League Baseball oversight that marked the end for Dodgers owner Frank McCourt. If these allegations are proven true, or even some of them, do you think Selig might change his mind?
That might change his mind. I think if the bank suddenly said, we're calling our loans, then Bud Selig would say, well, Fred, you got to sell the team. I don't know if that ever will happen. I don't think Bud wants to take overt action against his close friend, Fred Wilpon. It may come to that. Clearly their ability to be a big market team has been compromised. Their attendance is falling each year at Citi Field. They're losing money. They couldn't pay to keep one of their best players, Jose Reyes. They're discounting tickets so that they may lose even more money this year than they lost last year. So their ability to compete on the field and compete in business in New York against the Yankees has been severely hurt. The Dodgers were a very different case, but a lot of people are wondering why Bud took such overt action against one team in financial crisis and didn't take it against the other.
Richard Sandomir is the sports and business reporter for the New York Times. Richard, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.